This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Early voting set the tone yesterday in Gillette's Community College quest to become its own college district. The vote tallied in at 4,160 yes votes to 1,724 no votes in the special election. In the race for trustees, Josh McGrath, Tracy Wasserberger, Nello Williams, Olin Odekoven, Robert Palmer, Frank Stevens, and Allison Ox G will help begin the work of separating GCC from the Northern Wyoming Community College District. Campbell County, the third largest county in the state, now joins seven other counties after decades of effort in hosting its own community college district. The longtime executive director of Yes House, Sherry England, has retired. England has served as the organization's first and only director for 23 years. England says she plans to stay in Gillette and will stay on at Yes House in an advisory role through the end of the year. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Preparations for the new school year are underway all over Campbell County, and that includes the school district's transportation department. About 4,000 students will ride the bus to school every day. The transportation department will still have hand sanitizer and masks on hand and will continue to sanitize the buses. Parents are encouraged to check bus schedules on the school district website and use the Here Comes the Bus app to track their individual kids' buses in real time. Energy Capital Economic Development will celebrate 37 years in the community with an open house tomorrow from 4 to 6 at the Fuel Business Incubator. That's at 345 Sinclair Street. The event is an opportunity for the community to meet the agency's team members and board members, as well as the entrepreneurs working in the incubator, and enjoy some fine barbecue while they're there. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.